We've been talking about techniques for locating and dating archaeological artifacts. Now, in some places, archaeological investigations are difficult, and we have to use some special techniques, in the country of Iceland, for example. Now, Iceland is a volcanic island located in the North Atlantic Ocean, and about 10% of it is covered by glaciers.
So, is it too cold to work there? Or maybe everything is under the ice?
No, that's not the problem. It's that Iceland has virtually no trees to hold down soil. And so there's been a lot of erosion, especially erosion of soil from the highlands to lower coastal areas. And this erosion has buried much of Iceland under deep deposits of soil. And remember what I said about few trees? Well, with so little wood available, the earliest dwellings in Iceland were built mainly from compressed peat.
Did you say peat?
Yes, peat. That's a light kind of airy soil that comes from bogs and wetlands and contains a high proportion of decayed organic matter. Anyway, the peat can be compressed and dried and made into big, thick blocks. And that's what the walls of the early Icelandic houses were made of, mostly. Now, since the walls of these old houses were made basically of a kind of soil, they're really hard to locate underground, because the material these buried structures are made of doesn't differ very much from the soil that surrounds them.
So how do you find these peat walls buried in all that other soil?
Well, one way is to borrow a modern technique used by geophysicists.
Sorry if you said this already, but what are they looking for in Iceland anyway?
Yes, good question. Iceland and stories about it, Icelandic sagas, have intrigued people for centuries. The sagas seem to be historical accounts of actual Norse explorers and settlers. But since we've always lacked hard evidence to support the truth of the stories, they seem to be more like legends. There's always been a draw, though, almost like a calling for some of us to verify the truth of these stories. Historians, astronomers, navigators, they've all tried to find proof that people settled where the stories indicate. And we archaeologists have, too, by trying to locate dwellings, evidence of animal domestication, or farming or iron smelting, any signs of early settlement.
Cool. Are you talking about, like, the time of the Vikings?
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. One of these Icelandic sagas tells of some Viking explorers who were probably the first Europeans to cross the Atlantic and live in North America.
North America? But I thought you were talking about Iceland.
I am. See, the story tells of a Viking family from Iceland called Thorfinnsson, who settled in North America for a few years, but then moved back to Iceland, which is not that far away. So, there is a great interest in investigating Viking-era sites in Iceland, especially in the place where the saga says this family finally settled. But back to my point. One team of archaeologists working there decided to use an electromagnetic remote sensing tool to try to locate buried structures. Now, this remote sensing tool, which, as I mentioned before, is usually used by geophysicists, this tool can distinguish between different materials that look the same to the eye, but have different compositions. Here's how it works. Regular soil conducts electricity well, but walls made of peat do not conduct electricity well. So the tool sends down alternating currents of electricity and then measures how well the electric current travels through the ground in different places. Then you look at all of your data. Look for patterns of electrical resistance. And this reveals where walls are located. So anyway, the team wanted to investigate a site in Iceland that looks like the place where the old saga says the Thorfinnsons built their home. And so they used this technique and found the remains of a large farmhouse there that they think probably did belong to the Thorfinnsson family. Because when they dated the building, it corresponded exactly to when the Thorfinnsson family should have been there, according to the sagas. Now the team is working to find other evidence, especially personal artifacts, to show that it really was that family who lived there. Everyone had always thought the Torfensen house might be in that area, though probably right underneath a nearby museum, where it might have been damaged during museum construction. But in fact, this Viking-era structure was located in a field behind the museum, buried just below the surface. Thank goodness for the remote sensing tool, or this house might never have been found.
Oh my God, what do you think, Julio? There really wasn't even any main ideas that I actually wrote down. I wrote down Iceland, Pete, how they find Vikings, and specifically Torfism, or whatever you call that fucking family. And then it was just a bunch of goddamn notes that related to them. I don't know if my notes are going to be good or bad, but it was just a bunch of blah, 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 blah. How about you?
Right. Let's try.
All right, let's check this bad boy out. This might get a little bit crazy, but let's see. 3, 2, 1. Okay, what aspect of archaeology in Iceland does the professor mainly discuss? Now, trying to figure out dates to find shit. That's basically what I wrote down. Trying to figure out dates to find shit. Now, A, various techniques for dating archaeological sites. I don't know if there are various. I know there's only one electromagnetic thing, but okay. B, causes of damage. No. B is gout. B is terrible. Okay. Evidence of early agricultural tools. Nah.
I think it's D.
A method for locating buried structures. Good job. That's it. That's it. That's it. That sums up everything. Very good, Julio. All right. You're on fire. Okay. According to Professor, why are the remains of old Icelandic houses difficult to find? It was something about it being covered in thick blocks. Thick blocks. In the peat. It's because the peat specifically. Now, D is stupid. The houses were extremely small. Has nothing to do with that. In my little area of notes, thick blocks, houses, hard to locate because they're underground. And it was all about peat. P-E-A-T.
Yeah, but let me say, according to the professor, why are there many of old Icelandic houses difficult to archaeologists to find?
Okay, I think I got the answer, but let's see how you do it. Let's do some process of elimination between A, B, and C. So A, the remains cannot be detected by a remote sensing tool. It wasn't even mentioned yet. Yeah, it wasn't even mentioned yet. In my notes, I didn't even mention the remote sensing tool yet. So I do not like that.
Letter C?
C, the houses were made of material that is similar to the soil around them. Excellent. Good job. All right. We're kicking ass, goddammit. Let's keep it going. Number 3, why does the professor discuss Icelandic sagas about Viking explorers? Now, remember, this is a rhetorical purpose. The detail is the Icelandic sagas and Viking explorers. The reason why is the main idea. So why does the professor do it or start talking about Iceland sagas? There was a technique. It was a technique. And it was about to, you know, trying to figure out the legends and stuff like that, too. Now, it was a question by one of the students, right? So to provide an overview of the history of archaeology, absolutely not. To compare the geography of Iceland to North America, fuck no. To help students understand... I think it's A. To help explain archaeologists' interests, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, because of the lack of evidence, they're just legends. So this is why, this is what interests them. And interesting, this is the saga. So again, main idea is the fact that archaeologists are interested in Iceland. Why? They're interested about the sagas and Viking explorers. So the Viking explorers and sagas is the supporting detail. And the interest from the archaeologists is the main idea. That's a rhetorical purpose question. Okay. All right, Julio. Okay. All right. According to the professor, what kind of data does the remote sensing tool provide?
Yeah.
Okay, so A, the approximate age of different types of buried structures. B, the electrical conductivity of the ground at different locations. C, the chemical composition of different types of soil and peat. And D, the temperature of the ground at different depths. Okay, something, I remember writing down something about how well travel through the ground. Regular soil conducts well. This specific tool was usually used by geophysicists. And it was about locating the structure in general. So from that,
I think it is letter B.
Yes, me too. The electrical conductivity of the ground and different locations. Good job. Yeah. We're on fire. Okay, I'm telling you, man, it's all about the notes.
I wrote down about electromagnetic located in buried structures.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the essence of everything is notes. All of it. Okay, here we go. What is the significance of the building that was found by using the remote sensing tool? Well, it was behind the museum, I believe, farmhouse, found behind a farmhouse. Investigate a site. Ooh, boy. Okay, so it might have been the first museum in Iceland. It might have been built with materials from North America. No, so at least we could eliminate that. See, it may help to prove that a story from the Icelandic sagas is true. Ooh, and D, it may be the only building in Iceland built of compressed peat. I don't like the whole only building. That doesn't make sense.
No, I think I read about when the answer have the word only, that is not the correct answer.
Okay. And this
also, I think, in my opinion, I think it's letter C.
Yes, me too. Good job. It may help prove that a story from the sagas in regards to the family, the Torfins or Tufinson, Toffinson, Toffin, some shit. Okay. Good job, Julio. Good. Okay. Now here we go. This is my favorite.
Listen again to part of the lecture. And then answer the question.
Sorry if you said this already, but what are they looking for in Iceland anyway?
Why does the student say this?
Sorry if you said this already.
Sorry if you said this already, because she might have already said it. That's it. Now, A, he thinks that the professor may have already answered his question. He wants the professor to repeat what she just said. Oh. He is sorry that he missed last week's lecture. Fuck you. He cannot hear what the professor is saying. Fuck you again. Now, so we're between A and B. What do you think?
Can you put again the
audio? Okay, sure.
Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
Sorry if you said this already, but what are they looking for in Iceland anyway?
Why does the student say this?
Sorry if you said this already.
Okay, what are you thinking? I know it's between A or B, but it's going to be up to you to choose. He thinks that the professor may have already answered his question, or he wants the professor to repeat what she just said.
Letter B.
Okay. He thinks the professor has already answered his question. Now, the whole his question thing was a little... But nonetheless, yeah. B, he wants the professor to repeat something. Hey, you know, that was a little bit of a toss-up. All right. Julio, much better, though.
Much better, right?
You're doing a much better job.